Bruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Six lines from the bottom, from the two dots. The Gemara brings back a statement in regards to a Rishus HaYochid. Gufo, Omar Rav Chisda Noat Kona B'Rishus HaYochid. If a person sticks a stick into the Rishus HaYochid, V'Zorak V'Noch Al Gabov, and a person throws an object from the Rishus HaRabim onto this stick, which is stuck into the Rishus HaYochid, afilu gavoya mea amo chayev. Even if the stick has a height of 100 amos, the person who threw that object onto the stick from the Rishus HaRabim is going to be chayev. Bivnei Rishus HaYochid oilo ad l'rakia, because a Rishus HaYochid goes up all the way into the rakia, in contrast to the Rishus HaRabim, which is limited until asara tfochim. Says the Gemara, Lema Rav Chisda, the Omar Karebi. Let us say that Rav Chisda, who authored this statement, that a person who throws an object onto the stick, from the Rishus HaRabim onto the stick that is situated in the Rishus HaYochid, is chayiv, even though the stick is not a place of dalet adalet fochim. So let us say that he says like Rebbe, the Tanya, Zorak v'nach al gabei ziz kol shehu. If a person threw an object onto a ziz, he threw an object from the Rishus HaRabim onto the ziz that was the Rishus HaYochid, or Dalet Amos in the Rishus HaRabim onto a ziz. Rabbi mechayiv v'chachomim poitrim. Rabbi says chayiv. And the Chachamim Potrim, Aziz, by the way, is a tree that grows out from a wall. So Rebbe says that even though it lands on the Ziz, which is a small place, less than Dal Dal Tfachim, that's still enough to mechayiv a person for the Hanocha. So let's suggest that Rav Chisda goes like Rebbe. Now the Gemara suggested the same exact thing on Dav Dalet Amud Beis. And the Gemara rejects it, like it's going to do over here. And I want to explain the Gemara like we did there. But the Gemara in front of us is slightly stated differently. So I'm going to just run until the second line, because the first line is not what we have over there earlier. And it says, Omar let's put that in parentheses. Now go, Elohacha bi'ilon, Ha'oimei b'rishus ha'yochid v'noifoi noitil v'sharabim v'zorak v'nach agufoi. The Gemara says now that, no, the case of Rebbe and the Rabbanon is a different case altogether, because Rebbe and the Rabbanon are speaking about where the ilan, the trunk of the tree, is in the rishus ha'yochid and the branches are out in the rishus ha'rabim. And therefore, if a person were to throw from Dalet Amos, from one Rishus, from the Rishus HaRabim onto the branches, so there, the reason why Rebbe says it's chayif is because the branches go after the trunk. And since the trunk is Dalet al Dalet, so it's considered as if he threw it onto a place of Dalet al Dalet, says the Gemara. The Rebbe sover amrin and shadi noifoi basar ikaroi. Rebbe is of the opinion that you throw the object, the branches rather, it's considered to be after the goes after the trunk, and therefore again the branches are considered to be, although they're situated in the Rishus HaRabim, but they're considered to be a place of dalid al dalid tfachim. Rabbanan savi lo amrin and shadi noifoi basar ikaro. Rabbanan say you don't say that the branches have the same status as the trunk in regards to the Dalet al Dalet. So it would come out, according to this, that the Gemara is saying, that you have no proof that Rav Chisda goes not like Rebbe or not like the Rabbanan, because Rebbe does require Dalet al Dalet. Only over here you do have it, because the branches go after the trunk. That's how we explain it on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. But now I want to explain to you how the gear says in front of us. Amar Abaye, Rishus HaYochid de kuli amalo pligi k'derav Chisda. Abaye is saying that according to everybody, both Rebbe and the Rabbanon, that you do not need a place when it comes to the Rishus HaYochid to be a space of Dalet al Dalet. Elohacha bi'ilan ha'oimi Rishus HaYochid Here we're talking about a situation where a person threw an object from their shoes, harabim, onto this nof. And the nof was situated in the shoes harabim, and the trunk was in the shoes hayochid. So Rabbi says that you go after the branches, go after the trunk. And since the branches go after the trunk, and the trunk is situated in the shoes hayochid, then this person made a hachnosa from the shoes harabim, throwing it onto the branches, as if the branches are in the shoes hayochid. The Rabbi Sover Amrinan Shodi Noifoi Bosa Ikoroi, since you threw the object onto the noif, and the noif goes after the ikar of the trunk, which is in the Shusa Yochid, it has a din that he threw it from the Shusa Rabin to the Shusa Yochid. Rabbanan Savri Lo Yamrinan Shodi Noifoi Bosa Ikoro. We don't say that, but it comes out over here that you do not need a space when it comes to the Shusa Yochid that is Dalid al Dalid Tvachim, just like Rav Chisda. Says the Gemara Vayter, Omar Abaye, new case, Zorak Kaveres L'Rishus HaRabim, Gavoya Asoro, Ve'eina Rachva Vov. If a person throws a Kaveres, literally a Kaveres means a beehive, but it's referring to here as a wicker basket that has the same look, same oval shape as a beehive, and it has the dimensions of Asara Tfochim, less than Arba Tfochim wide. If a person throws that from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, so he's going to be Chayiv because he was Moitzi, because he was Machnis, or in this case he was Moitzi rather, from a Rishus HaYochid, an object to the Rishus HaRabim, in this case the Kaveres. If it's Rachva Vav Potter, however, if the width of this kaveris, of this oval-shaped wicker basket, was 6 tfachim, then he will be potter. Why? Because then it has the dimensions of a reshus hayachid. And a reshus hayachid is considered to be a reshus on its own. And therefore, if a person threw an object which is a reshus to another reshus, we don't have a precedent that's going to be chayiv, because our precedent is from the Mishkan. And the Mishkan only had situations where a person was throwing an object from one reshus to another reshus, but not something that is a reshus on its own. So therefore, he would be potter. Now, that which it says that it has the dimensions of asara tfachim hide and 6 tfachim wide, is we said a dimension of reshus hayochid, because since this wicker basket is oval, we need to find that it contains within it a square of Dalid Tfachim. And in order to do that, we have a Rishus HaYochid to be 4 Tfachim wide. And since the oval, the circle around it, to contain a 4 Tfachim wide square, we need to have the dimensions of each Tefach wide to be a Tefach and 2/5 of the circle around it. And therefore, we take 4 times 4 times a tefach and 2/5, we get 8/5. 8/5 comes out to be 1 3/5. If we add it to 4 tefachim, so we have a total of 5 3/5 tefachim. If you round that, we get 6 tefachim. That's what we're saying over here, in the name of Abaye, that you have a height of 10 tefachim and a width of 6 tefachim, then it will have the din of a reshus hayochid. And it would be potter when you threw that from the reshus hayochid into the reshus harabim. My taimo. Oh, sorry, that's the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Rava amar afilu eina rachva vav potter. It doesn't have to have the width of 6 tfachim wide. It will still be potter. My taimo, what's the reason? After all, if it doesn't have the width of 6 tfachim, then it's going to be a regular object, and you're throwing it from a Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. So why would it be potter? Says the Gemara to explain, because it's impossible that the wicker basket doesn't have part of its, the part of the basket that is sticking above the 10 tfachim of the basket itself. Part of that wicker is going to then be above. They weren't exactly on the edge, but rather it would stick above the height of the basket. And since it will be above the height of the basket of 10 tefachim, then it will be higher than the Rishus HaRabim. And since you don't have the entire object of the wicker basket inside of the Rishus HaRabim, it's not considered to be a Chiyuv. In order to be Mechayiv, you have to have the entire object in the Rishus. Says the Gemara, Kafa al pi, another scenario, if a person were to take the Kaveris and then turn it over, so that the svat of the Kaveris, the lips of the Kaveris, the opening would be face down, and then you would throw it into the Rishus HaRabim, Shiva umashu chayiv, if it would be seven and a little bit more tfachim, it would be chayiv, because then it would be considered to be in the Rishus HaRabim when you threw it. However, if it's Shiva umechsa potter, why? Because since we have a concept of lavud, lavud is halacha lamashim Sinai, up until three tfachim from the ground is considered to be closed from the object to the ground, from the mechitzos specifically rather, to the ground. So too over here, if you have mechitzos of this kaveris that are now being thrown down, the object is being thrown down, and the mechitzos enter the airspace that is above the three tfachim, so therefore the kaveris is not entirely into the Rishus HaRabim, then it's considered to be resting above the Rishus HaRabim, and it'll be potter. Rav Ashi Omar Afilu Shivo Mechzachav, he argues and says, we don't say lavud over here. Why not? My taima, mechitzos letoichan asuyos. Since the wicker basket have walls, those walls cannot be turned over and being used for lavud. It has to be on its right side up because it has walls to be containing things within those walls. So you cannot use the wicker basket in a scenario where it's then on its opposite side and then say lavud. Says the Gemara, a new case about whether we consider to be an object in the Rishus HaRabim has the din of Rishus HaRabim or not. Omar Ula, Amoid, if you have an Amud, a pillar in the Rishus HaRabim, and it's Tisha, it's nine tfachim high, Rishus HaRabim, V'Rabim Mekatfim Alav, and people who are traveling the Rishus HaRabim, they take off their packages from their shoulders, and they readjust them by putting them onto this pillar, onto this amud. V'zorak v'noch al gabov, if a person were to throw an object, let's say from the Shus HaYochid, onto this amud, chayiv, he would be chayiv, because the pillar has the designation as a Shus HaRabim. My taimo, pochos mishloisha midras drosi le'rabim. If it's less than three tefachim, it's considered to be part of the Rishus HaRabim because people are trampling on it. Mishloisha va'adet tisha lo midras darsi le'velo ketufei mekatfi. If it's from three to nine tefachim, people who are traveling Rishus HaRabim, they don't put their objects on this amud, and therefore it has a separate designation. If it's four amos, that is tefachim wide, then it has a din of karmelis. If it's less than arba tefachim, then it has din of a makam petur. Tisha vadai mekatfin ilave. But if it's nine tefachim, then it certainly is going to be used by people who are traveling because they want to readjust their packages and they put it onto this amud of nine tefachim. So it has a din of Rishus HaRabim. Guma mai. What would be the din of a guma if you have a hole in the Rishus HaRabim? What would be the din if it was nine tefachim deep? Now we learned from a brisa earlier that if you have a choritz asara tefachim deep, so it has walls around it, it has a din of a Rishus HaYachid if it's four tefachim wide. So what about this guma? If we have a guma, it is dog that is a hole in the Rishus HaRabim, is that considered to be part of the Rishus HaRabim or not? Omar lei v'chein beguma. Similarly, also by a guma, it would have the din like the amud that is a Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, if a person threw an object from the Rishus HaYochid onto this guma, and it would go onto this hole that is nine tefachim deep, then it would be considered to be that he threw it onto the Rishus HaRabim, it would be chayiv. Rava Omar beguma loy. Rava argues that by a guma, not. It's not considered to be part of the Shusa Rabim. My time, what's the reason? Tashmish ayideh hadachach lo shmei tashmish. Unlike the amud, where people who are traveling, then they fix their packages and they put it on the amud and it's convenient. Therefore, it's considered to be part of the Shusa Rabim. But the guma, which is doesn't have a convenient usage for the people who are traveling to put their things in it, therefore, it's not considered to be bottle and part of the Rishus HaRabim. Esei Rav Ada Bar Masna LeRava. Rav Ada Bar Masna asks Rava from the following Braisa. Haisa Koy Kuposa Munachas Rishus HaRabim. If a person has a box on the Rishus HaRabim, Gavoya Asar Rachva Dalid, the height of Asar Tfochim, and the width of Dalid Tfochim, which is the same dimension as Rishus HaYochid, then ein metaltelin lo mitoicha l'rishus harabim v'lo mirishus harabim l'toicha. You cannot then take an object from there, from that box, out into the rishus harabim, because it'll be moitzi from rishus hayochid rishus harabim, and not vice versa. Pachos mikan. However, it's less than the asar tfachim. Let's say 9 tfachim metaltelin. You could do so. V'chein beguma, and similarly by guma. So you see that what it's considered to be like a rishus harabim. That indeed, the guma is just like this box. If it's 9 tfachim, then you have the same din, and therefore be part of the Rishus HaRabim. So the Kashan Rava, who said that a guma 9 tfachim high, 9 tfachim deep, is not considered to be Rishus HaRabim. My lava sefer, aren't we talking about the sefer here in this braisa? And therefore, again, a guma of 9 tfachim deep is considered to be part of the Rishus HaRabim. Answers the Gemara, no, lo a reisha. The Bryce is talking about the chain beguma going back on the reisha, that if it's asara tfachim deep, then it has a din if a Rishus HaYochid.